that shit.
Yo, don't know what time it is, man. Fact check to this podcast. It's your boy Rico Jackson, Crazy Mike, and we still got the main man, Jesus Overflow, West.
Stunner Shades.
The man himself. Still in the building with us, man. He was just speaking on, would you say generational curses?
Yeah, like every family, if you haven't been saturating yourself in the Holy Spirit, you might still be dealing with other spirits. Manipulation, Jezebel. There's a lot of different spirits. That's why the Bible says Lord of Lords. We've been talking about that. And the good thing about the Holy Spirit, it's by grace. You don't got to be perfect. And it's been like a Elijah contest. There is a part in the Bible where he's like, okay, let's have a contest. Your God versus my God. I'll put this wood right here. I'll drench it in water. You know, I'll make it impossible almost for it to set on fire. And we'll see if it starts on fire. Let's see whose God's real. So go beyond race, because right now the government wants to use race. That's their button. They got other buttons. They're using viruses as a button. Plandemic. How else are you going to usher in a one world government? And, you know, if Kanye West was trying to be like a voice, you know, for Christianity with Donald Trump and all that bullshit, God bless them both. I'm not trying to hate. But let's think bigger. Even though they have money, let's think bigger.
Got to spark them up.
Lord, what do you really want to say here tonight on this? Because I ain't trying to talk. I just keep hearing like all these religions. If you were just for 3 days, that's all we're asking. Just ask the Holy Spirit in your life and ask him to reveal himself to you. I don't care what religion you are, where you come from, what you got financially, not nothing. I don't care. Whatever your reason, color, fuck all that bullshit. Okay? Ask the Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to me. Just try it for 3 days. And if nothing happens for you, you can stick with whatever the fuck it is that you believe. But let's just try this thing out. Let's try that out. There's all these strategies, all these war plans, all these idiots trying to be the man, trying to be the leader. I don't care. I've been reading the Bible for a long time. I don't know everything. I've sacrificed a lot of the flesh.
What's a long time?
Over 20 years.
Okay. That's a long time. It's some people sitting in jail for 20 years ain't read one book.
Mm-hmm. 100% true. My main desire is, Lord, let me know you. And I haven't been perfect one day. I've sat in houses full of crack rock and cocaine. I was never about that. But I've been in different types of environments. God didn't want me to be religious. I've been around gay people straight out the penitentiary, and they're fucking psycho. They got all kinds of weird issues. And God told me to love on them.
Mm-hmm.
From a weird like distance, like, you know, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. Because the days are wicked and you have to be on guard.
Yeah. Gotta be on your swivel.
I'm done. I feel like you guys have something to say.
No, man. Listen,
you're the guest.
Hey, listen, man. I'm just enlightened by some of the things I hear you say and how passionate you speak about life itself. Like, you don't just speak about, oh, you need to follow Jesus, you need to follow the Most High, you need to do this. You ask people to just give it a try. And you say about your experiences, but you're open and honest about your shortcomings and your struggles. Your struggles as a man, you know, that's in the word, trying to live a certain way according to the word, right?
So I first got born again. Mm-hmm. I was with this girl for a long time, and God took her away from me, like, right away. He took my car, he took my home, and I was sent to Texas. and I was homeless, and God told me to go to a specific church. I went there, and it was open late at night in the middle of nowhere, fucking downtown Houston City. It's intimidating when you're 18.
I can imagine.
So it was open, and I went up to this guy. I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. The Lord sent me here. And he looked like a normal dude. Found out he's a homeless guy that knew how to get me to the homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. I would not have known. Mm-hmm. I wasn't smart enough at 18. But I was praying to the Holy Spirit. So ever since I got born again, God just bitch slapped me and said, I'm going to get you to know my voice, because you're going to need to know it, and you're going to teach people how to know my voice, because Illuminati's real on this earth, the devil, you know. And people be magnifying that shit way more than Jesus. And that's the problem. If you start to magnify Holy Spirit come into my life, you'll get more truth. If you start focusing on everything, the media, the music industry, because they're Illuminati as a motherfucker. If you start looking at them like they're your lords, you're fucked.
Just like the Super Bowl.
What?
The Super Bowl.
We're not talking about football.
I know we're not talking about football, but he was talking about the Illuminati and the people that they glorify the shit more than God and what they do on the stage. And I'm telling you, he said Illuminati, man.
I believe in respecting the things that people have gone through in history that have been horrific, and bowing in humility to that. I believe in that. No matter what race you are, you should fucking humble yourself and acknowledge people have been through a lot of weird shit in all countries, all races. It's not just white, black. It's been all races all through history, every fucking nation. Everything's been weird because it's spiritual. You want to blame flesh and blood, you're stupid and you're full of pride. That's really what it is.
That makes sense.
It's all spiritual.
That makes sense.
It's all spiritual.
That makes sense, man. Sheesh. Hey, man, we went heavy tonight.
Real like talk. Because the world needs to know real talk. It's not about being deep. It's about fuck all your fake fucking shit. We're here to tell you the truth. What the fuck else is there to do? We're grown ass men.
Wes is ready. He's back from Washington.
Hey, man, Wes said it, man. Wes shipped off and went to Washington and went and lived with a family and helped take care of the family for some months. And now he's back in Treasure Island on the beach area.
Back in the Florida.
Praise God, thank you.
And
thank you.
What's your next move? Why, now that you're back, what's your next move? What you got going on?
I bought a couple $1,000 worth of teachings and books. And I'm in a season of pouring in. There's a time to pour out, and there's a time to pour in.
Okay.
And you can still be at work and do what you need to do for a living, but know when to cut back on stuff and pour in. And wisdom will exalt you. That's what it means to pour in. Wisdom. And it will eventually exalt you if you humble yourself and submit. You can submit to all types of spirits and succeed in this world. But there's only like one highest level of success, and that's knowing the Father through the blood of Christ Jesus. You can act like a rebel and act like you're the shit. You know so much, you're so smart. But the Holy Spirit's still Lord of Lords. That's it.
That's it.
Hey, man. Y'all heard it out of his mouth, man. Y'all heard it first from him. Hey, man. Wes, Stunner Shades, Jesus Overflow. Where can they find you on YouTube? Give me your YouTube information.
YouTube.com/ Jesus Overflow.
Jesus Overflow.
Or
Jesus,
you can just search YouTube, Overflow. Jesus Overflow. Or you can just type in Google Jesus Overflow. I'm on the top 5 right on there. Just type in Jesus Overflow on Google. I'm top 5 right
it's
away.
It's coming up
top
on YouTube
five,
immediately.
Top 5.
Tada, but y'all told Jesus is Lord.
Hey, and it'll be this segment here is going to be our longest segment.
Three parts.
No, it will be three parts. It may be more than three parts, but with check this out. If you're hearing my voice right now, that means you're listening to the uncut version of this segment here. This is going to be probably an hour and a half segment in total, because if you're listening to my voice, Mikey, say something right now. Let them know this uncut right now.
It's uncut, man. It's uncut.
Wes, let them know it's uncut now.
Raw.
Raw.
This is not going to be on the other. You got to come to Spotify to hear this and listen to the whole freaking version of this.
You have to.
It's, yeah.
It's raw and uncut.
It is, because
it's just people hanging out, not trying to be cool.
It's going to be the whole background.
Just chilling.
Yeah, you're going to hear everything.
And if you get something from it, you get something from it.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you can sit through the whole intermission.
Roll a blunt up for it. Have one ready.
You better have one ready.
You better have two ready.
Yeah.
And a bag of chips.
Because some of the stuff that's going to be edited for, you know, YouTube purposes and things like that, because Jesus Overflow, this going to be on his channel, hopefully, if he wants to, you know, reach with his followers and let him hear what he had to say. Because I'm truly, you know, I honestly
have no followers. I'm like a nobody. I just keep doing it because God's telling me to do it. I don't really have a big following. Never was for that. Never cared. I just wanted to know God, and he's like, he gave me all this technology to work with, and I did it, and it pays my bills, thank God. And everyone has something God gave them to do best on earth. Mm-hmm. It's not about making money or God. Yeah. It's about thriving and not just trying to survive.
And reaching people.
And yeah, that's what thriving is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, listen. Listen. This is, some people may be offended by this, because it's, now that I think back on,
you think it's that raw?
So. Listen, if you forgot about some of the stuff that was spoke about earlier, about 45 minutes ago, you forgot.
What was that?
I don't even remember myself.
I didn't forget.
I don't remember myself, but I can remember some things that might have been sketchy.
What was it? I don't remember anything.
They have to go back and listen to it.
We'll check it.
But it's somebody's gonna be offended, guaranteed. They have to be.
What is it? I mean, we're spirit beings.
Well, no, you. When it comes to religion, it's a lot of religious people out there, but it's also, I think I might have said something about, I might have said something sketchy about Rachel.
Can I say two cents?
Yeah, go ahead.
If your aim is to please people, it's never gonna happen.
I don't care about pleasing people.
How are you having fun?
I'm having a great time.
Yes.
I don't care about pleasing people.
Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
It's like I told my kids at school, like, we do groups, and I tell the kids, I'm like, listen, like, do you really care about what people think about you? And most of the kids will say yes. They honestly care about.
I care. What other I hate kids. It. It sucks. Free me, God, more and more.
I don't care about what people think about me.
I do to an extent, and I'm still working on it.
It's a job. It's a task, because honestly, when people say certain things about you, sometimes you can let it go.
You can be going through a lot of shit that people don't know
and
about,
and that'll put you over the edge. Yeah. The one thing I care about is people don't lie on me. Don't lie and say, you know, especially that's something that can get me harmed or harm other people around me.
100%.
That's out of jealousy, envy, and just like hater ass bitches.
But see, a lot of the kids these days, they care about every single word. If you come to school with that sweater on right there, and I'm like, oh man, he got a sweater on. That's the sweater from last year. Somebody would be offended by that and be like, oh, they talk about my sweater. And you know what? For some reason, if that's the only sweater you had for 3 years, that
can
may
I
offend
say
you.
Something? Love is not easily offended. Pride is a bitch.
But we talking about
pride is like you have to be always. It's about what people think about you. Pride, you got to be the man. You got to have everyone liking you. Pride, but humility. Just what does God have to say about you? He loves you the way you are. Dress how you want to dress. Look how you want to look. And whatever your preferences are in life. You're covered by the blood of Christ. None of us are perfect. If I'm going to even take my time to hang out here and talk about anything, none of us are perfect. And you get to drink. It's the blood of Christ you get to drink. It's like it's a living entity. It's a living substance. And it's by faith you just talk to it.
Like it's a spirit.
Just like your phone can pick up stuff. Where's it picking it up? Where's it coming from? The air? Well, there's things beyond that. Spirits, Holy Spirit, other spirits. We've been talking about over and over again. I'm not going to waste my time with my life talking about anything else. You can try and be famous and be the man. Rap, you're awesome, bro. You can rap. Who fucking cares? And the end of it all, it's all about the Holy Spirit. Not a religion.
That's all you're doing to the end. Just going to speak the word.
It's beyond just a biblical word. It's wake the fuck up. It's the highest level you can wake up. That's it.
That's it.
He said that was it. He says the highest level. The highest level you can wake up to.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. And you think, you mentioned rappers. So
God bless them, but you're not my Lord and Savior. And if you're going to bow to something.
You think people idolize rappers?
For sure. For sure, but that's forgiven. And we can convert all that. I came to Christ through like bands like Slayer, Bad Religion, Wu-Tang Clan. They're all like Muslims. God bless them. You know, but God works through weird things. You never know how things are going to go. He brought me to Christ for some reason. That was the only God that answered me correctly. I tried them all.
Wow.
I just talked to the RZA the other day. I told him Allah is a demon. And he responded, and I didn't want to say anything more because I don't want to disrespect the man. But
that's respectable.
But Allah is another spirit, and there's no way into eternal life through Allah. Allah is a spirit, though, and you can hear from that spirit, and it's a powerful militant spirit, and there's other spirits that back it up. It's one of the main spirits in the last days, but the Holy Spirit, the truth always wins, you know, and God works all things together. Sounds like crazy Charles Manson talk, cult activist talk, but it's not. You know, you can read the Bible over and over and over and over and over. But we keep talking about how it's supposed to point you to God. And the whole 3-day challenge of, will you just try the Holy Spirit out? Holy Spirit, will you come into my life? Reveal yourself to me. Show me what you got. And if nothing happens for you, stick with what you believe in. But the challenge right now for the whole world is, Holy Spirit, will you just come into my life through the blood of Christ? And let me see if you're real. And saturate me with your life. Cover me with your life. I dare you. For 3 days to three ask days. For that. That's all we're asking. We don't want your fucking money. We don't give a fuck. Just try it out. And get back to us. We have no website. We don't give a fuck. Just pray for us.
It's just raw.
Pray for us. Say, Lord, help those people keep doing what they're doing. But try the 3-day challenge. Out of all religions, it's not a hatred thing. And it's way beyond race. That shit's small as fuck.
No, I would like anybody who takes this challenge up that you're saying, I would like for them to go to Jesus Overflow on YouTube and go to any one of your comments. They ain't even got to subscribe. I would love for them to subscribe, especially if they have something positive to say, even if they have something negative to say. But if they take the challenge, I would love for them to yes. step up and go to your page and leave a comment and say, you know what, bro?
True story. Or,
you know, hey, I did this and this 3-day challenge. That didn't happen.
Either way, just try it out. 3-day challenge. No money. We don't care about that.
Then it's for challenge
fun.
What you're saying.
It's for fun.
Challenge your words.
Let's try this out.
Yeah.
All right. If I'm in ministry and that's what I'm called to do. All right, try this 3-day thing out. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Show me what you're about. Give me dreams, visions, and encounters. And try it out for 3 days. Ask for that. And if you want to fast, you can. Stay away from other people that might tell you all that stuff stupid. And just pursue it for 3 days out of your whole life that you've been living. Give it a try. And I promise you 100%. You're going to see some stuff.
And if they don't, then make sure y'all hit his page up and let him know, bro, it didn't work. You ain't gotta bash him, but
it will work. I don't want nothing from you, but Jesus is real.
JesusOverflow.com.
JesusOverflow.com. Go to YouTube.
It's not about the history. It's all about the mystery. But people want to hide the history because they're fucked up. They need to repent. We're here to help.
You got to call them out. You got to call them out. Who's hiding the mystery from us?
It's a political spirit and a religious spirit. Always like a strong man's always like that.
So the World War III, who is going to be between?
It's political and religious.
So we're going to have political parties, religious people, religious war, and entities.
It's all connected in corporations.
Yeah. Going at it with each other.
All connected.
I'm pretty sure they all just
trying to be a one world thing.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work.
It can't work because they can't get along with each other.
It'll be a front. And I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
No, you're somebody who just thinks about theory and try to think it through.
I'm crazy enough to say that Eminem is a main voice for the Illuminati.
Why is that?
He's one of the main voices for the Illuminati. I don't hate him. I pray for him, you know. But Eminem is actually one of the main voices for the Illuminati. People won't disagree or agree. I don't care. But if you're deceived, you're deceived.
Interesting. Eminem.
And why are you saying listen, if there's voices all through history and people follow. I mean, what has he been backing up all these years? Violence, murder? That's been his trademark.
Well, I don't really follow Eminem, but I don't think he's dropped any music lately.
Yeah, well, he was on stage at the Super Bowl.
He was.
He was on stage with all the real, they was on stage with 50, and Dre, Snoop.
I'm pretty sure his numbers went up after the Super Bowl.
Okay, my point is this.
And Snoop just bought, what's it called?
Death Row. If you were to look at this like this, what does it look like to have a heart after God? If you were a psalmist or a songwriter, your songs are going to be different than what you've seen going on in the past 10 to 20 years.
It's totally different. If you're really one of those.
So who's leading the fucking nation right now? Satan or God?
Oh, of course you know who it is. The devil.
But ultimately God's in control.
Of course.
So it's interesting. You know? I don't have it all figured out. It's just interesting to talk about and discuss and grow.
So let me ask you this, Wes. Is the earth flat or round?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that one as well.
According to the Bible, if you had to take a multiple choice test, and it says, according to the Bible.
Both.
According to the Bible.
That's my answer.
It's not both.
That's my answer.
You had the right or wrong answer. You have flat or round. A or B.
Both.
It's a 100%. It's only one question. Question.
I'm both on that.
It's one question on the test. A or B. And this determines if you pass or fail the class. It's one, and God is the, God says, according to the Bible, give me your best answer, and then we'll see.
I don't have the answer to that, to be honest.
I don't think nobody does. What's your opinion?
I don't have the answer to that. I'd be a dumbass to act like
that. What would be your opinion if I gave you, if you had to read a couple of different...
There's a whole lot to the universe that I don't know shit about.
So do you think we're flying through the space at 1,000 miles?
We're flying pretty fucking fast.
You think so?
For sure.
Why?
This Earth is moving around the sun fast as fuck.
You think so?
It appears slow, but it's not. We're moving fast.
Why is that?
It's the truth.
The truth from where? Who says that?
From physics.
Physics what?
The law of gravity, time, and speed.
What is gravity?
Gravity is a lot of stuff.
So you don't think the Earth is flat?
I don't know everything.
Are we in a dome? You're a Bible reader. If you believe in the Bible,
I believe
the Bible said we're in a dome.
Infinity.
The Bible said that's my answer. You believe in.
That's my answer.
That we're in a dome.
I'm just being honest. My answer, I believe in infinity.
We're in a firmament. Do you believe in a firmament?
Infinity.
Do you believe in the firmament?
There's all that.
So do you think we're enclosed?
Infinity is all that. I believe that the new
infinity.
I believe the new earth already exists.
Everything already exists.
Yes.
We're behind times. We're behind times. But what I'm saying is we can dap on it. What I'm saying is
dap.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we've been to the moon?
And by the way, love cops, man. They're not all bad. Please stop.
Oh, no. I've been to the police. Yo, shout out to St. Pete Police. Shout out to the Sheriff's Department, Pinellas County Police.
Protect the good cops.
I can say straight up, I never really had no issue with the police. I've been here for 20-something years. I never really had no bad encounters with the police.
Amen.
When I'm downtown St. Pete hanging out with my people, when I see them folks out there doing their job, I walk past and say, hey, man, y'all be safe. Have a good night. Yep. I know they got a job to do. I know it's some bad police out there, but I honestly
we bind them in the name of Jesus.
There are more good police than there's bad police. I know they live by a code. I know how it goes. I was in the military. I worked in, you know, the system at one point. Mm-hmm. It's a code you live by. And sometimes you may come across as a jerk because
Treasure Island Police are the best though.
Shout out to y'all police. They are nice folks, man. Yeah, I like T.I. Police.
They come for the barbecue.
Oh, they come. They love the barbecue.
They know they want it.
Yeah, they love it. And they pay for it, too. So don't get it twisted. They ain't taking no bribes. They pay for the food.
They do.
And ain't good. Nobody getting nothing for free, straight up. Everybody pays. Especially you folks. Hey, and you folks with money, we double charging you because we know you rich folks. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to get some free.
Stunner shades. I got 100 ways. 100,000 million trillion ways to get paid. Fuck it. I'll give it all away. I don't give a fuck. God is all I want. Don't front. Everyone wants to be the man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck
run
the
it
Ku
up.
Klux Klan. I'll murder y'all. Fuck
run
every racist motherfucker. We go way beyond.
Run
give
it
a
up.
Fuck. Give a fuck. Smoke a blunt. Yeah,
run
roll
it up.
It up. We on the cut. I don't even know what that is.
Run it
I'm
up.
Just chilling. I'm like E.T. fucking phoning home.
Run it
God,
up.
Please give me my fucking phone. I'm fucking praying all the time. Lord, help me know your divine design for my life. I fucking
Stunner
suck
shade.
In my rats. My fucking
Stunner
rhymes
shade.
Is whack. Stunner shades.
Stunner
your
shade.
Shit is gay. Give a Stunner fuck. Shade. We're beyond everything. Yo.
Hey,
oh,
wow. Y'all heard it first there.
Stunner shade.
Oh, wow.
Stunner shade. My rhymes is whack.
I can't
hey, man. That's Stunner shades, man.
I'm just having fun.
Hey, man.
Shout out to Jesus Overflow.
Hey, Jesus Overflow in the building. He back at it. He just came from
Washington. I'll never make it. Give a fuck. Earthquake. Shake it. Give a fuck. Atomic. Islamic. Asiatic. Hebrew. I'm praying to the two-life crew. No. No idolatry. All I got is tree of life. That's Jesus Christ. Yeah. Take his advice. Yeah.
We out of here. We out of here.